you know, one of the things I wanted to do for my YouTube channel was to kind of showcase some of the unusual out of the box projects that, you know, I have been doing for a number of years. And I knew that this project would be something that folks hadn't seen before, that maybe you talk about on the online forums or in the Facebook groups, but no one in their right mind would ever conceive of and actually attempt doing something like this. Well, I did it and I documented it. And even though it was a number of years ago, I thought I'd tell the story about how it went. The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boatworks. Motor City Boatworks is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur. This is part two of how I built the hardtop for my Alban 27 pocket trawler. Let's get to work. Episode 13, Building a Hardtop, Part 2.
Hi, this is Joe with Motor City Boatworks. This episode I'm going to talk about finishing the hardtop for my Alban 27 family cruiser. Last episode, I talked about some design considerations and how I was going to begin to construct the hardtop for the boat. Now you'll remember, I decided that I was going to build the hardtop out of a material called Kusa board. I've used this material before in repairing the forward portholes on the boat and in another project where I built a pilot house for a small 16-foot sailboat. Kusa board is a lightweight composite material. It's a dense polyurethane foam. It's rigid, and the foam board has got fiberglass strands and woven roving mixed into the foam. It's an excellent material to do boat building projects out of. In fact, it's the new marine plywood. One of the things I like about Kusa board is that it's 40 to 60% lighter than marine plywood. It's also rot proof, waterproof, bug proof. You don't have to worry about it deteriorating over a number of years in a variety of conditions. Now, one of the things you have to remember with Kusa board is that it is susceptible to UV. So it's got to be covered in some way. It's either got to be painted or have some type of UV protection put on it. My overriding design principles for building the hardtop were primarily, it's got to look good. It has to look like it belonged on the boat when it came from the factory. It can't look like a design afterthought. While I used a frame to construct the hardtop, I ultimately wanted the hardtop to be frameless. This would allow me to maximize the headroom underneath the hardtop while standing in the cockpit. Remember, the hardtop was constructed from two 4x8 pieces of half-inch Kusa board joined together, kind of in a butt fashion, using what I call the staple and glue method. To get the camber of the hardtop to match the pilot house, I used a piece of trim from the aft edge of the pilot house itself, and I was able to make several patterns, which I then turned into the ribs of a frame that I took the Kusa board and bent it over. I secured the edges of the Kusa board and created a nice radius using kerf cuts. This allowed me to have the hardtop edges match the pilot house edges. Once I placed the layer of fiberglass over the Kusa board, well, the hardtop began to take shape. When the fiberglass fabric cured, everything was now held to the camber that I wanted, and the frame could ultimately be removed. The corners of the pilot house were filled in using epoxy paste, thickened up to about peanut butter consistency. When you're using epoxy paste that's that thick, you're kind of able to sculpt it and get it to follow the lines that you would like. And then, of course, once it cures, you can always go back with a sander or a grinder and just kind of touch everything up. Any imperfections in the bending of the radius of the edges or in the corners, that all can be cleaned up by using a grinder or a palm sander. and of course, more epoxy resin. Now at this stage, I had essentially a curved hardtop. It was 92 by 96 inches. It was tapered at the aft end. It followed the camber of the pilot house, and the edges matched the pilot house edges. Everything was looking really good. I laid at least three layers of fiberglass cloth on the top of the CUSA board and another three layers on the bottom side of the CUSA board. It was already very stiff, but the addition of the fiberglass layers, wow, it really firmed everything up. The only problem with using biaxial fiberglass cloth is that now the weave shows through, and that doesn't leave a nice smooth texture. This is a common issue in DIY boat building. You gotta figure out a way to fill the weave so that you get a nice smooth surface. And the answer is more epoxy paste. You can also use a fairing compound and epoxy mixed with other sorts of fillers. But what you're basically trying to do is fill the weave of the fabric so that you get a nice smooth surface. Even though the two panels that were joined together were now one solid piece of fiberglass and CUSA board, there was still a little bit of flex in the overall hardtop construction. This is really due to the large span, the area that it was covering. It needed something on the underside to give it a little bit more support. This is where I added a very, very tiny 1/8 inch strip of wood along the joint seam while the hardtop was bent over the frame. By epoxying this rib in place, I was able to add even more rigidity to the span of the hardtop. On the very aft edge of the hardtop, I added a nice detail, a little raised area where I would be able to mount a stern lamp for the boat. You gotta have running lights. This is a great place to mount a stern lamp. Once you have a smooth surface all over, you can begin to then prime and paint the hardtop. One of the things I needed to consider was, how is the hardtop going to be supported towards the aft end of the boat? As I worked through various designs and tried to come up with an idea of what was going to be the supporting legs of the hardtop, well, I came across some other boats that I thought were attractive, particularly DeFever and old Graham Banks wooden yachts. Some of these boats used what was called a fancy board. A fancy board is kind of like a slanted column that's on the side of the boat supporting a hardtop. And they look kind of cool and has a real classic sort of look to it. I thought, well, maybe there's a way I can incorporate a fancy board type of design into my support columns for the boat. This is what led me to creating fancy columns. That's what I call them. Essentially, a fancy board design but built in a triangular column shape. It's very simple construction, just two sides supported by shelves inside, adding to the rigid structure. It's all built out of CUSA board, and everything is fiberglassed and joined together using the screw and glue method with epoxy fillets. By putting a facing on the fancy column shelves, I was able to create little storage compartments where you could store all sorts of things down the road in the cockpit. To get the sloping angle of the fancy columns right, I made a pattern of the aft edge of the pilot house, the vertical edge, so I could mirror the same thing on the fancy columns that I was constructing. In the end, the hardtop weighed a little bit under 100 pounds, and the fancy columns, well, each one of those was less than 20 pounds apiece. So imagine a rigid hardtop, 96 by 92 inches, that weighs less than 150 pounds, bolted to the deck, matching the lines of the original pilot house. I gotta say, this has to be one of the best boat projects that I've done so far. It far exceeded my expectations. It came out so great. What a great addition to the Alban 27 family cruiser. This is gonna be amazing for long-term cruising. This week's question comes from Mr. Sean Carter from Manhattan, New York. And Mr. Carter would like to know, You provide a lot of information in your videos, and some of it is quite detailed. I would like to know, do you offer any guarantee on the advice that you are giving? Mr. Carter, this is an excellent question, and if I haven't said so already, let me point out, the work that I do in Motor City Boat Works is really amateur. This is an amateur boat building shop, and my advice is purely for entertainment purposes. Always consult a professional before undertaking any work on your own, and stay safe.
If you like these videos, please hit the subscribe button. These videos would not be possible without your support. For more information, please visit the Motor City Boatworks YouTube channel or my website, MotorCityBoatWorks.com. Boatworks is spelled B-O-A-T-W-E-R-K-S.